This is a C2Y News Update. Piper's Lagoon Park is viewed as one of the best places in Nanaimo to see the stars, and a new project is making it easier to experience the night sky. In partnership with the City of Nanaimo and the Nanaimo Astronomy Society, a new dark sky viewing pilot project has been launched to encourage the public in viewing the night sky. For this project, two viewing pads have been installed near the parking lot to provide a stable and accessible space for stargazing and telescope setup. Interpretive signing has been installed by the pads with diagrams of what constellations can be seen during the different seasons. Mike Aunstead is president of the Nanaimo Astronomy Society. C2Y met with him at Piper's Lagoon Park Tuesday evening.
This site is absolutely perfect. It's Piper's Lagoon, and through negotiations with the city and Parks and Rec in particular, they have been absolutely fantastic and very, you know, proactive. Yeah, let's do this. And so here we are in a beautiful surrounding, you know, being able to see the elliptic path of the planets and the wide expanse of the sky without too much light interference.
He says the society has been able to host stargazing parties for society members and interested community members with the new pads.
And it's a real delight when you see people for the first time see something that just literally blows them away. Like whether it's the detail of the craters of the moon, or the bands of Jupiter and the great red spot, and all the satellites are around Jupiter or Saturn. It's just a joy to see people's reaction.
He says after looking at some of the other potential locations, the lagoon was a perfect spot.
With the proximity and with the park and the washrooms, parking and this, it was really an ideal spot, you know, for people. There's chairs here, there's picnic tables. And as you can, you know, hear and smell and see, you know, we've got the ocean right in front of us and just a great expanse, you know, of the sky open to us.
He explains if people were to bring their telescopes to the park, there would be a whole universe of things to see no matter what time of the year it is.
For example, for June, right now we'll be able to see Venus and Jupiter close together. And it's right near the western part of the skies, and they're very, very bright, very, very prominent, so it's very easy to see. And it just, again, depends on, you know, how late you want to stay up. Obviously, you can see different galaxies, different nebulas, star clusters, so there's an infinite variety of objects you can see. And if you get bored, if you pick the right night, you might even see the International Space Station fly overhead.
Aunstead says Jupiter and Mars are two planets he never gets tired looking at.
I never get bored of seeing Jupiter, and I never get bored of seeing Mars. And depending on the time of year, I'm always gravitating towards the Orion constellation. And to see the gases and the nebula there, it's just, you know, just beautiful. And you can see the different colors of stars. Yeah, it really makes you appreciate about, you know, what's out there and really how small we are.
Along with hosting stargazing parties at Piper's Lagoon, the Society hosts various different meetups and monthly lecture series on a variety of space-related subjects.
It's from people that are just learning to people that have been in there for absolute years with the latest and greatest and most expensive equipment. And what's nice about it is that everybody is willing to help each other out, whether it's to set up their equipment or advice or just being able to come together. And if you have questions, there's a ton of people there that are able to give that advice. And
Charlotte Davies is the Deputy Director of Parks at the City of Nanaimo. She tells CHY when the Nanaimo Astronomy Society came to the city with the idea for the project, they're more than happy to help out.
I was really surprised when they came to me with the idea of Piper's Lagoon Park. I'm not an astronomer, and so, I didn't know that was actually such a gem within our city. But apparently it really is, and when you're looking up to the night skies from there, you get some great views.
She explains that it's labeled as a pilot project due to the current hours of the park.
So right now the park closes at 11 p.m. in the summer, and 9 p.m. in the winter. But if we were to find that we needed to extend those hours, we could do that. It's just that we would need to change our parks bylaw, so that would need to be a council decision. But I think that would be something worth considering. However, you know, from speaking with the Astronomy Society, they're quite happy with those hours for now.
With more stargazing events at Piper's Lagoon Park planned for the near future, information about the Nanaimo Astronomy Society and their events can be found on the Society's website at www.nanaimoastronomy.com. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.